Penguin Random House Audio presents The Christmas Spirits on Trad Street by Karen White. Read for you by M.A. Bruneau. To the real Rich Cobilt, who allows me to use his name and who actually wears a belt. Chapter 1. Smoky silhouettes of church spires stamped against the bruised skies of a Charleston morning give testament to the reason why it's called the Holy City. The steepled skyline at dawn is a familiar sight for early risers who enjoy a respite from the heat and humidity in summer, or appreciate the beauty of the sunrise through the Cooper River Bridge, or like hearing the chirps and calls of the thousands of birds and insects that populate our corner of the world. Others, like me, awaken early only to shorten the night, to quiet the secret stirrings of the restless dead who wander during the darkest hours between sunset and sunrise. I lay on my side, Jack's arm resting protectively around my waist, my own arm thrown around the soft fur of General Lee's belly. His snoring and my husband's soft breathing were the only sounds in the old house, despite its being currently inhabited by 2 adults, 3 dogs, a teenage girl, and 20-month-old twins. I never counted the myriad spirits who passed peacefully down the house's lofty corridors. Over the past several years, I'd extricated the not-so-nice ones and made my peace with the others, who were content to simply exist alongside us. That's what had awakened me. The quiet. No, that wasn't right.